The next step of the many in order to be Kona Kinyan Torah, the Memchas Kinyanei Torah, is that of Yira. So what does it mean, Yira? What does it mean to be afraid? What does it mean to be fearful? To live your life petrified, to live your life scared, is obviously not psychologically a healthy way to live it. And if it's not going to be healthy psychologically, it's not going to be healthy in terms of our Avodas Hashem as well. So what is demanded, what is expected of us, and how and what can we do specifically in these times to try and inculcate this midah of Yiras Hashem, of Yiras Shemayim? So there are generally two forms of Yir that we speak about. The most basic form is Yiras Onash, being afraid of the consequences of the punishment for the things that we do. And that certainly is not the ideal. It's something that we have to keep in mind. It's part of weighing the hefsed, the loss of the potential mitzvah that we're going to do versus the schar for the mitzvah that we will do. But the Yira that we are striving for is that of Yiras Haromimus, a fear of the exaltedness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How do we understand that? How do we wrap our mind around that concept? So we have to, I think, compare it to the Yira, the sense of Yira that we feel when we're in front of a Gadol Hador, when we're in the presence of our Rebbe. It's a reverence, but it's a healthy one. It's one that inspires us to become better, one that makes us feel good, makes us feel comfortable, but at the same time realizing that we need to do more, that we have to strive for more. We don't want to disappoint. We want to connect to something that's just greater than us. It's something that maybe is out of our reach for now, but something that is not completely out of our reach. It's a healthy form of Yira, and it's that which leads to Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit, as the Rama says at the beginning of Aruch Hayim. That's how we can keep HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our constant presence. And that's essentially and especially important in these times. Because as the Shulchan Aruch writes, Ki ein yeshivas ha'adam utinosa v'asoka v'levaz beveso, ki yeshivasu utinosa v'asoka v'lefnei melech gadol. We don't act the same way when we were at home as we do when we're in front of the Melech HaGadol. We don't speak, we don't act, we don't think even the same way. We're a different person when we're in our own homes, we're in our own bedrooms, than we are when we're in the Beis HaMedrash and we're in the front and realize in the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's uniquely the challenge that we have now, is the Shivisa Hashem Negdi Summit, when we're stuck in our homes and we can't be in the Beis HaMedrash and we can't necessarily be in a place where we feel that constant Yira in a positive sense of seeing our Rebbeim, seeing our Rosh Yeshiva, of seeing Bnei Aliyah. We have to try and find ways to put it in our mind's eye, Shivisi Hashem Negdi Summit, to think about it, to understand, to appreciate it, to imagine at times, even the faces, pictures of our Rosh Yeshiva, of our Rabbeim, that can inspire us and that can remind us of what is so important, so that even when we are at our homes, and certainly the Zoom and the technology and the positive sense of being Mekadesh that technology, and to use it in order to connect to the Yiras Haromimus, is fundamental and essential to be able to do that. And one of the keys to be able to do that is perhaps brachos. Gemara has a drasha of Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoam Eimach. What is HaKadosh Baruch asking from us? And the Gemara says, Al Tikri Ma Elam Meya. Don't read it as Ma, as what, but rather as Meya, as 100. Try to make 100 brachos every day. My Rebbe Rav Tversky Shlita always said that when the Gemara has this type of drasha about tikrei this, el that, don't read it this way, it must be that there's a connection between the real reading of the pasuk and what Chazal are trying to draw out of it. And we have to look for what that connection is. So if al tikrei ma, el meya, if the ma in that pasuk of what is Hashem asking for us is meya, that's because ma Hashem el shom meyemach ki im liyira. It's about Yira Shemayim, it's about Yira Termos. And what is the key? The key is through meya brachos. Why? Because when we make a bracha that follows us throughout the day, it gives us an opportunity to pause after going to the bathroom, before we eat, when we daven so many times. We have reminders that we can build in to make sure that we appreciate and we understand that we are in the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam. And if we can do that and intersperse that throughout our day, then even when we are not in the Beis HaMedrash, we can still feel that our yeshiva, that our way of sitting, our way of acting, is as if it would be in front of the Melech HaGadol. We'll experience the Shivisa Hashem Negdi Summit and be Kona, one more of those beautiful and important midos that we need in order to be able to accept and fully have a full Kabbalas HaTorah.